views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy that you're listening in today. We're going to have a great show. I'm really excited. We've got a wonderful guest. I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. Before I do that, I just want to make sure I thank you again for joining me today. You know, my wish during this hour is always that you will hear something that will activate your own deep intuitive knowing, motivate you to maybe take the next step in your life and touch your heart and soul. Intuitive awareness opens the door to a magical way of life. And, you know, sometimes when you just listen in and focus on your intuition, you find that it gets activated. And as this happens, please trust it and allow it to guide you. If you would like during the week at any time, always feel free to send me an email at sgd7777@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. If there's a question, a concern, or maybe if you have a particular topic that you'd like me to discuss, I'd love to hear it. I love when people ask questions. It kind of opens doors to things that, you know, maybe I take for granted or don't think too much about. So it's always interesting and great to hear back information, comments, whatever you'd like to share with me. I also want to mention that I've got a Skype class that's starting June 4th at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and it's about developing intuition, using your intuition for self-awareness, for recreating yourself. I think the class title is Reinventing Yourself from the Inside Out. It's going to be a fun class. I'm only taking a few people because it is going to be on Skype. So if you're interested, please go to my website, www.sherrydiller.com. Go to the classes page and check it out. I've got the class description, and then I also posted the week-to-week classes that what they're going to each contain, and I'd love to have you. I've got just a couple spots left, so please feel free to take a look at that and let me know if you're interested. I also want to mention that yesterday I got an email, and the email said that I was the winner for a book fair, international book fair, for the winner for the best New Age nonfiction book, You Are a Medium. So that was a kind of a really nice surprise to get that. And if you are interested in that book, please, that's also a bit about that on my website. And you can get it at all over the place, online, on Amazon, or bookstores. All righty. So let's get on with our show today, because I'm excited. We have a former host here who used to also be on Transformation Talk Radio. She is still doing talk radio and doing great with it all over the country. And her show name is Out of the Fog. Her name is Karen Hager. She'll tell you more about her show. But I do want to just give you a little bit of background about Karen. She's an intuitive and she works privately with clients from all over the world. She provides compassionate, no-nonsense, spirit-led guidance for people in transition. And Karen also leads intuitive development classes and teaches on topics that empower people to listen to their own inner guidance. She's the creator of the Breathe, Love, Live healing method of identifying and releasing energetic blocks. As creator and host of the popular radio show Out of the Fog, Karen was also awarded the Conscious Evolutionaries Co-Creation Sector Award for Media, presented by Barbara Marks Hubbard. And you can find out more about Karen and her work at Karen Hager, that's KarenHager.com. So, Karen, oh, by the way, everyone, we're going to have a lot to talk about today about intuition, healing, emotional baggage. Maybe Karen will share her Breathe Love healing method with us. But if you'd like to call, if you have a concern, please feel free. We're both here, both willing and ready to take calls at 800-930-2819. You can also send me an email at sgd7777@yahoo.com. I do have a few emails that caller sent last time I was on air that I still need to get to. So hopefully I would like to answer a couple of those today, and we'll do that too. All right, so here we go. Karen, how are you today?
Oh, I'm very happy, Sherry. Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be on the program.
Well, we're all here, Transformation Radio. Happy to have you back, and me especially. I've been kind of looking forward to this for quite a while now. I love being on your show, and I always kind of like it when I have someone kind of skilled in so many different areas as you are in this show. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You know, the last time you came on my show, which is Out of the Fog, we were talking about your new book, about You Are a Medium, and that's mm-hmm. a fabulous book. That deserves every award it wins.
Oh,
and so I'm so
nice.
Glad to hear you're honored in that way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sweet. Thank you so much, Karen. All right. So now you are a working intuitive, correct?
I am working and I am an intuitive, yes.
tell us a little bit about kind of, you know, you've been doing radio now for a long time, haven't you?
I have. You know, I began doing radio. I began working professionally as an intuitive in 2008, and it was mm-hmm. also that same year that I, as I was beginning my work, I thought, well, I heard someone else interviewed on the radio on a podcast, and I thought, wow, that would be fun. I wonder if I could go on and I could do readings for callers, and it would be a lot of fun. So I started my own show. I tend not to do things halfway. So I thought I'll just start my own show. And from my basement office, I lived in San Francisco at the time. My office was in the basement, and it was we were kind of built into the side of a hill. And so from my office, I could look out and see the bay. And between my home and the bay, there was a freeway. So from my basement office, with the lights, the sun coming down on San Francisco Bay, and all the freeway, all the lights of the cars, that's where Out of the Fog Radio was born.
Oh wow!
And I began I read primarily from the energy of the voice, and so I began letting people know what I do by reading on the radio, and that program, Out of the Fog, is now heard all over the world on internet and terrestrial radio. It had its home on Transformation Talk Radio here for a couple of fantastic years. My gosh, I love my time there. And the show has changed a little bit from doing readings on the air to being interviews with people who are doing good work in spirituality, people like you who are writing books that change mindsets and change the world, people with interesting thoughts and ideas to put forward. And I love every week I get to connect with people who really have something different to say. We're at a time, Sherry, where the world is changing, and it's changing rapidly. And it is really important right now for all the good guys to stick together, right? And so through my radio show, through the private work that I do with clients as an intuitive and as a teacher, working and teaching healing as well, I'm trying to raise that collective vibration. That's what you're doing, too.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job, too, with it. You know, I find that so interesting. I have to tell you that you jumped so quickly into doing readings the way that you did. You know, I was like giving readings for a very long time before I did radio. And you are one courageous woman. That's a big step to be going right on the air like that.
Well, there's a kind of vulnerability about it that appealed to me. I resisted my intuitive abilities for many years. I was in my early 40s when I finally got to a place where I realized that this was what I needed to be doing, that I could either really stymie myself, stifle myself, have a smaller, less good life, or I could step into these gifts that I'd been given and really mm-hmm. use them. And when I said yes to that, everything changed for me. Everything wow. opened up. And that increasing vulnerability was part of that.
Yeah, well, all right. So I hear you. You did, like I said, that is, you know, another step, another, you know, kind of message to the universe very powerfully. We're going to talk more about what Karen's doing. We're going to talk about some of her deeper work with emotional baggage releasing, what we no longer need, what's weighing us down, how intuition kind of winds in and out of that when we come back in just a moment.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
All right, we are back, and I'm Sherry Dillard. We've got my guest here today, which is Karen Hager, and she is going to be talking to us a little bit more about her intuition, how she developed it, and some of the work that she's doing with healing. I do want to mention, in fact, I think I'll let Karen mention this, a couple of things that she has coming up that she'd like to share with you.
Oh, yes. Well, I would love to share these. One of the things that I enjoy doing, I love working with people privately. I also really enjoy reading in a group. You know, when we're reading in groups, that energy, that group, that powerful intention that we have when we come together not only raises the vibration for me as I'm doing readings, but it also raises the vibration for the other people in the group. So I love doing online gallery readings because we can really amp up the energy. And every month I do a thing called the Out of the Fog Salon, which is an online gallery reading where everybody on the call with me gets a reading, and plus we all have a great time in the process. And the next Out of the Fog Salon is on Saturday, June 3rd. So not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday, Saturday, June 3rd, and there are more details about that at KarenHager.com. You can get to that right from the home page. Oh my gosh, I love those. It's so much fun, Sherry. And I was talking to somebody just a few minutes before I got on the air with you, and they were saying, wow, you're so lucky because you love what you do. I do love what I do, and I'm having a fantastic time. So all these little things that I promote and the classes that I teach, those are things I'm doing because I want to, mm-hmm. because I feel led to connect in that way. And that's how I like to try to help people who come and work with me. How can we help you tap into whatever mm-hmm. that is in your life that makes you so glad you're doing it, you can hardly stand it? That's what I'm going for.
Wow. Now, one of the things, Karen, that I really like about you is that, you know, we're on the same kind of wavelength when it comes to spirituality, intuition, and healing in the way that, I mean, I think that you probably do more overt, perhaps, healing work than maybe I do, but I know that, you know, it's important for you as it is for me to look at intuition as a way to heal and to empower ourselves and also to evolve and experience more of what we want to be experiencing. What I'm curious about is when you said in about 2008, you started to become more aware of your intuitive abilities. Would you share a little bit about how that came about and maybe how your spirituality, was it immediate? Because it took me actually a while to, you know, I had one camp, which was spirituality and religion. And then I had this other in me, which was all of this kind of intuitive psychic medium kind of stuff that was happening that I didn't seem to have any control over. And it kind of took me a while. There was something, I always knew that they were connected, but it took me a little while to kind of be able to effectively, kind of really tune into that with other people too. So anything to share about that for yourself?
Sure. Well, I've been weird like this since I can remember, since I was a little girl.
Weird like
in
what?
Fact, I've been intuitive. I've seen things that other people didn't see and heard what other people didn't hear. I knew stuff that I wasn't supposed to know.
Uh-huh.
And one of my earliest memories, honestly, Sherry, is of hearing my guides calling me and telling them to shut up and go away. So, yay, proud psychic moments.
Right.
And what I did know, though, was that that wasn't accepted. That was mm-hmm. weird, and I didn't want to be weird. I so wanted to like everybody else, right? And what I did was I swallowed that. I suppressed it. I ignored it. When it came up, I made fun of it, right? I pushed mm-hmm. it down. And as I'm sure you know, and all of you guys listening know, whenever you hold something down, it always pops up and bites you in the behind. It
sure
always does. Anything you suppress is mm-hmm. going to eventually come up, and it's not going to be pretty.
That's right.
I got to a place in my 20s where I had a real turning around, a real opening for myself around religion, around spirituality, around my relationship with the divine. And what that did was bring me into the Episcopal Church.
Mm.
And I actually spent several years working and teaching in the Episcopal Church, working with and running groups with adults who were experiencing spiritual transformation and were in transition in their own life. And I eventually ended up in seminary in Berkeley, California, studying to be ordained to the priesthood in the Episcopal Church. That's a very long process. There's a lot of committee work and a lot of, it's not like you just kind of mail away to get your, that they can call you Reverend. And as I was in seminary, I began to experience what I called a knowing, a call from the divine to tell me that I had learned what I needed to learn in that place and that I was meant to move on.
Mm.
And because I'm stubborn, I resisted that call, and I hung on tight. I'd worked so hard to get to that point,
right.
And I was so close to getting that plastic collar. Sherry, I could taste that thing.
I bet.
Oh, I was not going to be about to give up, and what happened was I got real sick in my physical body.
Oh.
And my physical body started to break down, and I had to pull out of seminary. And as I did that, my guides are going, do you see now? Do you understand now? Right? There's a gentle way to do things. There's the easy way to do things. And then sometimes when you resist, things get more difficult, right? So that you're encouraged to take the path that you need to take. So I pulled myself out of seminary with the understanding that I was meant to be working with people and their spirituality, and they're helping people heal themselves and their lives in a bigger way. But I had no idea what that was. And my partner and I, we adopted two children, and we were working grown-up jobs in the world, and time went on. And in about 2007, I had another big physical crisis. Isn't this interesting? This always comes through the body.
Yeah.
And I've asked my guides, is there another way this could come, like through maybe some fruity-flavored drink I could have or something? Does it always have to come through the body? But apparently so. I had three surgeries that year in 2007.
Oh,
I had a little one, a big one. A little one, a medium one, and then a big one, like a super big one. Mm-hmm. And after each one of those, as I came out of those procedures, my intuition was much stronger than it had been before. And my ability to swallow it, to hold it back, to stifle it, to ridicule it, I couldn't do that anymore. And by the time after I had the third surgery, the really big one, the scary one, the life-changing one, I realized that I was at a place where I was going to either have to turn this all off forever, walk away from it, and never look back, or I could use the experience, the knowledge, the training that I had along with my intuition in order to really make a difference in the world instead of just sitting around talking about making a difference.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And when I said yes to that, everything changed. And that's what I mean about that vulnerability, Sherry.
Wow.
That when I said yes to that, everything in my life changed. I am so much happier than I could have ever imagined. I never, ever would have thought that this would be how I make a living or this would be the work that I'm engaged in. And here I am, and it's wonderful. So that's why, even though it seems like a big leap, it was all naturally part of
this experience. Yeah, well, right. Now I completely understand, right? And you know, it's kind of funny too how I think that quite often you know, the entry into a deeper kind of awareness of self and that authenticity of you know, kind of really listening and expressing who we are is kind of wound around intuition in some way. And you know, they do seem to kind of really merge and move together as one. But you know, that, I mean, that's an incredible story of incredible kind of awakening to your purpose and mission in the world too.
Well,
you know what I found? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that I believe that our intuition is one of the expressions of the divine connection that we have.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have, whether we're aware of it or not. And that our intuition is like a little, is like the whisper of that, is a sign of that, is something that we can feel and grow and work with in our lives. It is not a reflection of, but it is a sign of that divine connection that we all hold. And so when we tap into that, it does allow us to step into healing. It allows us to step into a greater knowledge of who we are and where we came from, what our soul path is, gives us insight about all areas of our life. But the intuition and the healing and the divine connection, they're all aspects of the same beautiful, bright strand that runs all of us, like all of us.
Absolutely. I think, what's Brian doing here? Okay, we're getting a little countdown here. We're going to take a break in a moment. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit with Karen about how, you know, any kind of guidance or methods she has to kind of maybe tuning into your intuition, if you can kind of relate maybe to either in your life having, feeling the stirring, a quiet stirring in your spirit. Sometimes, you know, it first comes in as a little bit of a whisper and we ignore it, like, you know, Karen was saying, and then it kabooms on us, to maybe kind of listen before it is stuffed down so long that it really kind of wreaks havoc in our lives, which, I mean, I can relate to. That certainly happened to me more than once. So it's always good to kind of use your intuition to really tune in before, you know, we have to really take the next hit from spirit, which always kind of escalates. All right. So we're going to come back in just a moment. I do want to remind everybody that you can find out more about me on my website, www.sherrydiller.com. I've got a couple YouTube videos out about the book, You Are a Medium, that you can get to through YouTube with my name, or simply, I think they're on my website. I know one's on my website. And as always, I'd love for you to sign up for my newsletter. Karen Hager can also you can find out more about her on her website, which is karenhager.com. And I'm sure find out more about the salons that she was talking about, the group readings, which sound absolutely fascinating. So we will be back in just a moment.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit sherrydillard.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Hello, we're back. I feel like I'm just talking to a friend today, which is actually quite nice.
Thank you.
And yeah, it's kind of just nice, kind of easy, which is nice. And I do, before we get started back into our discussion here, I do want to kind of address one email I got that I have been meaning to get to. And it just today I'm feeling like really I need to do this. So Karen, jump in at any time if you get anything. This email is from Sherry T. And I'm not going to read the whole email because it's long, but she starts by saying she's feeling like she's a failure in her life right now. She's feeling very alone, and she feels like she needs help with direction. And part of the issues have to do with needing a job, feeling like she can't afford living in her home. She had two dogs pass too, which is always huge. Her two dogs, which is very big. And just kind of feeling at a loss of what to do, where to go, if she has to leave her home, if she'll get a job. And she also teaches somewhat in spiritual capacity, which is really good work. All right, so let me just tune in for a moment here with Sherry and T and see what we get here. All right, well, I'm not going to focus on this too much, but your father really is strong in your vibration. He's coming in with these big bushels of apples, kind of like there's plenty, there's so much for you here. He's sending you a lot of love and nourishment from spirit. When I ask your angels, though, for direction for you, they tell me that even though you probably don't want to hear this, they tell me that it is important for you to leave your home right now, that you have a new home. There's a new home for you. You're leaving the old home. You might want to look at it that way. And the new home I get is going to actually, it feels much more stimulating. I feel where you're at right now, things are kind of sluggish, and you're living in some really old energy that hasn't been circulating for quite a while. And part of the move for you, I get, is to really kind of start to, you know, pick the tempo up in your life to get you into the mainstream of a lot of activity I'm getting. I actually feel quite strongly that you're meant to be kind of doing a little bit more active work with others. And I'm not saying necessarily in the healing realm. I feel part of it is working with people who are also going through some losses in their lives, or maybe confronting some spiritual crossroads. And in terms of a job, I feel like that might come in as initially it may come in as a, I don't feel like the job you get is about that, but I feel like you end up kind of doing that, helping people, even though that's not the job description. And that's enough to kind of get you kind of going, I get. And, but by the way, yeah, so let me say, I do feel a new home coming. I do feel, don't procrastinate on that. There's a lot of love waiting for you in this. There's a lot of love where you are now, but you're going into more and more love, and maybe look at it that way. And I also feel, I don't feel a full-time job. I'm feeling more of a part-time job that's going to kind of help build your confidence a little bit, give you a little bit of focus. One of the things your guides say is that it's important for you right now to kind of get into more of a discipline, a daily pattern in some ways, to kind of get your energy up and running again. And then from there, I'm feeling like, you know, the part-time job feels good, though. But I do feel from there, you'll move into a little bit more of spirit work, but maybe in a different way than you have been doing it. Maybe more as a coach or guide, which actually feels good. But yeah, don't delay this. It's actually feeling a lot stronger and better for you than maybe what it feels like right now. All right. Now, Karen works through the hearing the voice, which is, you know, in part clairaudience. It's both the ability to hear spirit, but it's also the ability to read the vibration in audio, in voice, sometimes music, sometimes animals, whatever it may be. Anything, Karen, you'd like to add on any of that?
One of the things that I do when I read from the voice is that I'm listening for the question behind the question. And as I was listening to Carrie T's email, one of the question behind the questions, one of the bigger energetic situations in there. You're right. You rock, by the way. You don't need me to say that. But, oh, my goodness, you're good. What I see, so now you know that, Sherry. One of the things that comes through for me, Sherry T, is something that maybe applies to a lot of people listening out there, because it is very common for people when they're feeling stuck to be holding two opposing energies. One is we're holding the energy of, I am stuck. I can't go anywhere. I've got all this stuff. I can't let go of this stuff. And we're holding the energy of, I've got to get out of here. I've got to let go of this stuff. I've got to be free. And when you try to hold two opposing energies at the same time, you make yourself nuts, right? It's like trying to drive your car with your foot on the brake and the foot on the accelerator. Nothing's going to happen. You're just going to jerk around a little, and then the engine's going to fall out of the car, right? So for Sherry T and for anybody who's listening who's feeling that sense of being stuck, it is so important to take a look at, what are you holding that you don't need to hang on to? Sherry T holds a lot of energy around her responsibility for the emotional well-being of other people. She holds a lot of responsibility for financial worries. She's carrying a lot of stuff that isn't necessarily hers. Part of what I teach through the Breathe, Love, Live method, and part of what I work with privately with clients, is how do we drill right down into what are we holding in our hearts? We take a look at that and see if we can let it go. So if I had Sherry T in front of me right now, what I would ask her to do is put her hand on her heart and take a nice breath in and ask herself, what is it? What is it right now? What is it? Is it the money? Is it physical well-being? Is it my home? What is it that comes up for me right now? And once you know that, once you've got that, you begin the change just by honoring the question. You see, by allowing yourself to ask him. And once you know, Sherry T, once you put your hand on your heart and you say, what is it? You let whatever that is rise up. And then you say, thank you for showing up. I love you. And now I'm going to decide what to do with you. Am I ready to give this up? Am I ready to let go of it? If you are, you can just release through the gentle, loving exhale. Watch that sail away from you. And then you begin to take action in your life, tiny actions, to prove to yourself that you are releasing that, right? So, for example, if you're getting ready to release your home, you show me, Sherry T is showing me energetically, like it's almost like she's sitting there and there are so many boxes around her that I have a hard time finding her because she's packing things up and there's stuff ready to go, right? One of the things that you might do in your life, Sherry T, if this is one of the things that's bothering you, is start very carefully in a very small way to clear that clutter, to remind yourself, I let that go. I've discovered the issue and I'm letting it go. So those are some practical things that she can begin to do. There's a ton more stuff. If people go to breathelovelive.com, there are a lot of there's resources there and information about classes and all kinds of good stuff. But that's a little way in to how we can start to release some of the stuff that's holding her back.
You know, Karen, have you ever thought about writing?
Oh, no, it's coming up on the air. Yes, not only have I thought about writing, I've had 858,000 people tell me that I should be writing. And I want to, and I know I should, and I can see it, and I'm having the hardest time, the darndest time getting started.
All right. Well, let me give you a tip on that, okay?
You're awesome. You're writing all
the time. The truth
is, you're prolific.
Yeah, but the truth is, this is the truth, though, is that I actually didn't write till I was a little older. And I know for years, probably 20 years, that I should be writing, and I didn't write. And and one of the things that happened that got me writing was I had a dream. And in the dream, I was kind of bluntly told that the dream's not... It doesn't seem like a huge dream, but it was the energy behind the dream. I felt like, you know, I was standing before this immense kind of force that was, it's time to write, like, no doubt about it. And actually, you know, Brian's interrupting with break. He always does this. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Brian. All right, we're going to take a break right now. I'll finish this story when we come back in just a moment.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Everybody, and we are back with me, Sherry Dillard, and I'm here with Karen Hager, and we've been talking about interesting things about intuition and healing. And right before break, I was talking about my story about how I got writing, because I, like many people, knew that I needed to be writing, and I didn't do it for years and years and years, quite a long time. And then I had a dream where it was actually a nun telling me that, okay, it's time to write. And the funny thing was, probably, I don't know how often, maybe it started off pretty often and then it started getting less and less, but I would feel this nun around me, and she was not like a friendly, sweet nun. She was like holding the ruler nun, like, get to work. And I really felt her so strong. I remember one time standing in my backyard and I was like, okay. I still had so many ideas, but my problem was I thought I had to write a certain way. And that's what I want to share with you. A couple things that really helped me. One was, if you're intuitive, which you are, which I am, don't feel like you got to write in a linear manner, you know? Don't feel like you've got to write from the beginning to the end of anything. You can start anywhere in there, and you can jump around, too. Because I was like thinking, okay, what am I writing? Where am I going? What's that about? And I couldn't line it up, you know? And so then I just thought, okay, that's fine. And then what I did for a whole year was every day after I saw clients, I would write something that I had learned during the day. Just something random that came to me that I learned. And it was in not a book form. It was in no form at all. It was just, you know, all these bunch of different writings. And then from that, I just kind of like something came together inside of me, and I just wrote again, like kind of like more circular, more intuitive than, you know, kind of like in a class setting where you have to learn to write certain ways. So all I would say, Karen, was like, let yourself do this any way you want to do it, you know?
Oh, I love that. And there's a bigger, I'm feeling a bigger connection there with the way that we make transformation in our lives, right? It's enough. We're learning things all the time. New input's always coming in. We have these experiences and we don't hold them. They fade like dreams fade.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But what you did was acknowledge what you were learning and you honored that by writing it down.
Right.
And when you did that, it builds and builds and builds. And that's kind of how we go along our spiritual journey as well, by acknowledging, being mindful of what's around us. And then we use that, we build on that, and that gives us a beautiful kind of a platform, gives us a foundation to go farther, see more, do more, have a bigger impact in the world. I love that you shared that. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah, give it a try. Just kind of write intuitively, like you just said. Write like it's your it's the transformative path that you know. Write what comes to you. Write that like really clear awareness that you all of a sudden get. Just write it down and then write down the next one and the next one and then say to your guides, you know, somehow I got to get this in a book format. Take a walk and it'll come to you. That's my formula for writing. That's what I've done for years, and I've managed in the shortest span, like since 2008, I've written 5 books. Well, let me think.
Wow.
Is it? Yeah. Discover Your Psychic Type, Love and Intuition, The Miracle Worker's Handbook, You Are a Medium, and then I've got another one out there that's not published yet, but it will be. So, yeah, do that. And like I said, the weird thing is it all comes together like when you take a walk too. It kind of things organize. But yeah, write intuitively, because I feel like, you know, see, I can't help but give guidance to people. It's kind of weird. But anyway,
I love it.
You know, well, it's as you're talking about love, breathe, love, and live. I mean, that's a book, dear. That's a great book about healing. You know?
Well, you know, the way that came to me is that actually came to me in a dream. I'd been knowing that I wanted to help people who were struggling with carrying too much around their heart center. I feel like that heart chakra, that central place in our energy system, is where we carry a lot of our emotional baggage, negative patterns, old habits. And I talk to people I'm so blessed in what I do, because I get to talk to people all over the world every day who are calling to share, who want to release some of this that's on their heart. And I was trying to put this class together and I couldn't think of a title, and I kept trying to write stuff for it and nothing worked. And I went to bed and fell asleep all cranky and angry with myself. And when I woke up, all I heard when I woke up was breathe, love, live. And I thought, you know, eureka, that's it. And I sat down to write, and the whole class just, came out of me. So I teach that in 3 parts, where we're looking at the breathe part is about connecting with the power of our breath and connecting with our divine connection, our own true self, our power. And from that comes the love part, which is that when we're connected with our divine self, we receive love through that awareness of our divine connection. And as we receive love, it allows us to give love. And that shifts our perception of ourself and of our relationships. And through shifting perception of our relationships, we come into the live part, which is how we are able then, through that release, through that connection, to live with more presence, to live in a radically different way in the world. We can take loving action. We have the confidence to be vulnerable, to do something brave, to do what we need to do. And so this kind of the subtitle for that Breathe, Love, Live class is healing ourselves, healing our relationships, and healing the world, because this is how the good guys win, right? Is through those shifts. So that's Breathe, Love, Live, right there.
So if somebody was interested in taking, are you still teaching this class?
Oh, my goodness, I can't stop teaching it.
How would someone find out more about it and how to kind of get going with it?
Breathe, Love, Live is taught in three live sessions. We do that online, so you can join us from anywhere in the world. The next live classes begin on August 4th, and you can get details at breathelovelive.com. intuitiveuniversity.com. And along with those online classes, there is a private Facebook community, of course, because you can't do anything now without a private Facebook community. And there are also two journals that come to you with that class. One is a healing journal that walks you in a deeper way through some of the exercises that we do in class. And the other is a daily practice journal with a place for you to journal every day on intentions. And I've set up intentions for 21 days of really going deep, really digging into your own private journey. So that's Breathe, Love, Live, and there's more details at breathelovelive.com.
Wow, you are busy. You want to tell us, as long as we're talking about the different things going on, tell us again about the group readings that you mentioned earlier, if someone maybe didn't catch that.
Sure, absolutely. All the details about everything I'm up to is at KarenHager.com. The group readings, there's a monthly online gallery reading that I do. The next one is on June 3rd, and so there are details about that at KarenHager.com. I teach a psychic development intensive. It's a six-week online. I take a very small group of people because we speak intuitively with each other in every class. That begins in September, and all those details are at KarenHager.com. And you can always find out about what's coming up on the radio show at, are you ready, KarenHager.com. There's like a theme developing.
KarenHager.com.
Why, yes, that's
yes,
it.
Yes, that's it.
I am busy, and it's because I'm having fun. I can tell.
Yeah. You really are. Yeah, you're infectious. It sounds, the classes sound wonderful. Got just a couple minutes left. We talked a lot today about us, which is always the most interesting thing to talk about. Of course, I'm kidding. but we talked a lot about healing with intuition. And like I said, I just really honor that path that you're on with people in that way. I feel like it's the work that we all need to be doing now. And one of the wonderful things about working with your intuition and working with healing energy is that so much can happen so quickly. Is that, intuition's connected to our soul, to our spirit, and it is timeless. There's no time. It's always present time. So whatever old patterns we have had, long-standing issues, long-standing emotional, physical pain, mental, just kind of negativity or whatever it is that is not working for us, through that kind of intuitive awareness, that intuitive connection, so much can be healed so quickly. So please check out more about Karen, and there's really wonderful things that she can offer that we didn't get into talking about today, but I know you're going to want to find out about that. Please check out my website, www.sherrydiller.com. Take a look at that book, please, that, I was kind of putting out there that I would like an award, and I got one. So that's a really nice gift for me. So Karen, it's been absolutely fabulous having you today. Thank you so much. I wish you the best of everything.
Thank you.
It looks like we are just about coming to the end of our time. I guess I'm done. All right. Yep, I got the you're off air, Sherry. Okay, so we are done today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetics seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information, but Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.